Hello, world. This is Kara.
This is Elizabeth.
And you're listening to In Transit.
Two triathletes take on the world.
And we're finally back for at least for one more show. So we have like a crap load of stuff to catch up on, huh, Elizabeth?
Yeah, my gosh, we really do. It's been so long, and we are so sorry, but we still do thoroughly appreciate and love still getting emails from people and blog comments, and it's just been great that people actually miss us. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah, sorry we've been slacking on the podcast world. Like, life has been very in the fast lane for both of us, I think. Like, just...
Oh, my gosh. That's true. That is true. We have lots to talk about, too, which is really good.
Yeah, see, we were waiting so we'd have really good stuff for you.
Right.
Okay, so let's
start the Try 101.
Okay, go ahead.
That's an update. Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
I have 3 races planned already for this running season, not a tri season, but for marathon season. I've got 3 races planned. In April, I've got 2 races. I've got a half marathon. It's called the Hog Eye Half. It's not an easy course. It's not going to be pretty, but and I'm not even close to being ready for it, but so be it. It's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, so I start actually my heavy-duty training on Tuesday.
Okay.
So today's Sunday, so I'll start in a couple days and keep that going. Hopefully everything will be okay. It's not the wisest decision because we're only like 8 weeks out from the race.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly anything I would recommend for someone to do, especially if it was their first race. But
what have you been, how many miles have you been running, like, right now so far?
Well, actually, I am, honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you, it's been
just
like
be honest with us, damn it.
Yeah, it's been like 3. It's been nothing. I've been doing 5Ks sporadically, but for the past 2.5-3 weeks, I haven't done anything because I've been sick. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but the past year, I've been sick a lot.
Hmm.
It's weird. I don't know.
Stress.
But anyway.
Maybe.
So, it's crazy. But so the last 3 weeks, I haven't done anything. So basically, I'm starting over from ground zero and building my way up for a half marathon in 8 weeks.
You can do it.
Bad idea. Yeah, I'm okay with it. But it's a hard course, so I'm a little nervous. And then a few days after that, I've got a 5K race, which I'm super, duper excited about because it's a Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure race.
Okay.
And I've got a team going, and we're called Team Tits. I know. And we're going to get sponsors, and we're all going to have T-shirts and all that good stuff. It's going to be super fun. It'll be a really good race. So if anybody wants to donate money to my Team Tits, just send me an email and I'll send you some information.
Cool. That's awesome.
I'm excited. So, and then after that, I would really like to, I'm going to have to figure out how to do my training plan with all this. And I want to talk to you about it too, Kara, but, basically I want an 18-week program for a marathon, which is about average. I want to stretch it out to about 22 weeks. But I would really like to run the White Rock Marathon in December.
Oh, okay.
And so it's going to be kind of weird timing as far, because I'm training right now for a half, and so I'll pause and do tri training, and then I'll start again with marathon training because, you know, I'm used to, like, the February, March, April marathon issue.
Yeah.
Training, at least. And
I know, I've
so
never
December's
done...
kind of odd.
Yeah, I've never done a... Well, I've only done one marathon, but...
but you never trained for a race for December.
Yeah, I've always trained for the spring, to do
exactly,
them in the spring.
Yeah, so
for running, anyway.
It's going to be weird, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be starting in the dead of summer for training. So it's going to... I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm excited because I really, 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 really want to run White Rock in Dallas. So that's my marathon of choice this year.
Cool.
And hopefully that'll go okay. So I'm extending my 18-week training schedule, which is Hal Higdon's.
Yeah, I love that. I love those.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I'm taking that and modifying it to 22 weeks instead of 18.
Excellent.
So,
cool.
Yeah. So that's my plan, and that's what I've been doing. And I start back in the gym tomorrow, Monday, and I've got, you know, 3 days of heavy running and then 2 days cross and 2 days off. So
cool.
It'll be fun. I'm excited. I put my bike rack back in my car today. It's going to be good stuff.
Awesome, dude. Sounds
good. Okay, what
good.
About you?
I have lots of...
Oh, wait, sorry. I have one more cool bit of information.
Okay.
I have essentially started soccer.
Whoa. Okay. Did you ever play soccer before this?
I've never touched a soccer ball until today. Not once.
Okay.
But I had a blast.
Are you on a team now?
I'm considering starting joining a league.
Oh.
I'm considering it. This is totally new. I swear to you, it was at the park today. I just decided to do it. But I'm super stoked about it. I had a really good time. So I'm thinking about joining a league, but I don't know if that'll be in my time or training schedule either. So who knows?
Cool, though.
Okay, what about you?
Okay, so I have lots of weird, varied stuff to report. Because our last show, I think, was way back when I did my half Ironman. So that was my last update. So since then, I did a couple like running road races that were not very, you know, eventful or whatever. But then I was planning on, I registered for the Hyannis Marathon in, it's Cape Cod, Massachusetts, basically.
When is that?
It's February 24th, but I got derailed because I have a knee injury right now. And
yes. Okay. What happened with that?
I'm so pissed. Okay. I don't know exactly what happened. Here's my theory. So on December 15th, I did a 10-mile road race, and the roads were, like, icy and snowy. And it started hurting during that race, and it's my left knee. And I think it may be, like, because I changed my gait. You know, I don't remember one specific point in the race where I, like, twisted it or anything.
Yeah.
And my theory is that it was something during that run, you know, because then after that, I took a couple days off. Then I tried to run again a couple times. I was trying to rest.
Wait, so did it start hurting during the race or after?
During, about halfway through it, it felt funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
did you keep running or did you walk at all?
I kept running. Yeah.
Okay. Of course you did.
Yeah. Of course. And I thought, and I had the pair of shoes I was running in were kind of old, and I had a new pair, I just hadn't changed them out yet, and I was like, okay, maybe it was just my shoes, you know, combination of the road being icy and snowing and the shoes, and anyway. So, I was like, oh, rested a little, a couple days, try it again, try some shorter distances, you know, because I was starting up, I was doing my marathon training, or not starting up, I was in the midst of marathon training, so... then my mom came to visit, between Christmas and New Year's, and it was still hurting, so I decided to take that whole week, whole time she was here off.
Probably a good idea.
And then run again, you know, to see how it was. Well, when I ran again, it hurt, even worse. So I'm like, great. And this is, 2 weeks has passed between December, you know, this is, December 30th or whatever. So.
Okay, wait, stop. Okay, so whenever you were during the race when your knee started hurting, were you training as normal, or were you doing heavy duty training and?
Oh, I was
Were you being responsible about it?
Yeah. I was using a Hal Higdon thing, and I just started ramping up my training. You know, I was just starting to increase my mileage, basically.
The next
weekend, I was supposed to run 12 miles, and then you know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that race was 10 miles. So anyway, okay. So basically 2 weeks went by, and I had taken a whole week off in between, and it still hurt even worse when I tried to run again. So I'm like, okay, great. I need to go to the doctor. You know, if you know me, I never go to the doctor for anything. So because I'm never sick, I'm never sick or injured. I don't remember. I've never been injured so far. Luckily, besides this, that where I've had to really stop training or anything. So I went, and of course my freaking insurance. I first had to go to my primary care physician, and she had to refer me to the orthopedist, and then I had to wait 3 weeks to get into the orthopedist. And then he did all his little moving it around and all this crap, and couldn't figure it out, so he had to order an MRI. I had to wait like another week to get the MRI. And where we are now is, and in the meantime, I know like I'm totally screwed on my marathon training, and I'm not going to be able to do it. And I had also registered for this thing called the Boston Build-Up Series. That's like a series of four races that are 10K, 15K, 20K, 25K.
Sweet.
Yeah, throughout between January and March. For people who are, it's for anyone, but it's for people who are doing Boston to build up to their, you know, for marathon races. But anyone can do it, you know. But anyway,
yeah,
so I had signed up for both those things, you know, because anymore you had to register for races so early because you won't get in otherwise. So it's like if you get injured, you're just out the money. So.
Right.
Anyway, okay, so I knew my marathon training was just, I just knew it was over, you know. So,
that's so disappointing. I hate that.
I know.
Really hate that.
And I finally get the MRI. The update now is, like, the nurse called me, the doctor, the orthopedist is out until tomorrow, and but she gave me the results, which didn't really, like, I don't really know what it means. Like, all they said was it was suspect for a small tear and something meniscus and also like cartilage damage or something.
Uh-oh.
And but
okay.
So she didn't know if that meant surgery or not, but she said that he'll be reviewing all the results that have come in, you know, like over the he's been out like half the week or something. He'll review everything tomorrow and then they'll decide whether like they need people to come in right away or, you know, like prioritize basically. So I'm waiting till tomorrow or whatever to find out what is going to happen next. And I can walk around fine on it. It's just, I try to avoid stairs, like inclines or declines. I haven't run at all in like, since basically December 30th, I think.
Whoa. I bet that's killing me. Are you still riding?
I'm dying. Yeah. Okay. Before, like, you know, I had to wait almost a month to get into the orthopedist, and before then I was, like, afraid to do anything, so all I did was swim, and that was just, agony, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I went to see him, he said I could do the elliptical, and I could ride my bike as long as it didn't agitate it more, and so I tried both of those, and it doesn't hurt it more, so I'm able to do that those
good.
Things. Yeah, so
good.
It's just running that's out right now, but it still sucks.
Good.
I didn't realize how much I'd miss it, but
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, that's the status. I'm waiting to find out if I have to have surgery or not, and how.
Okay, well, we'll have to do a show
it.
In next week, and we'll have to get an update on everything, because that's craziness.
Yeah. So, okay, sorry that was my long, drawn-out story about my injury. And then...
we never take the shortest path, Kara.
I know. Oh.
Don't be nervous about us, but we don't.
Yeah. So I guess... So basically, the gist right now for me is that I'm injured. I'm trying to figure out how to get rehabbed or whatever. And I'm taking it seriously because, you know, I know too many horror stories of people who try to, like, work out through an injury and just make it worse.
Yeah.
So I'd rather take a couple months off and be able to run the rest of my life than to be, you know, debilitated.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Right, you know.
And great. Then, as far as the upcoming season, that's another thing. I really hope this isn't going to take too long to heal because I already have races planned. I'm already registered for four events. I'm registered for it's just a 10K trail run at the end of April. So that gives me...
A trail run? Ooh.
It gives me a couple months. It's at least a couple months away. So that's... I'm hoping I'll be okay by then. And then the reason I registered for that already is it's one that sells out. So, again, you know. I'm registered for the Moose Man Olympic Distance Triathlon in New Hampshire. And that's in June. And then...
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Triathlon in August. I'm doing the Olympic distance. And,
oh, good.
And the Muskoka half Ironman in Canada.
Dude, okay. You know that's only 7 months away, right?
Yeah.
I'm freaking out about that. I still have that in the back of my mind, and I still am like, okay, Elizabeth, get it together. You can do this. And I've got it on my calendar. and I've got it in my training schedule to do that race, but I am nervous about that.
Yeah.
But I still want to stick with my goal of 09, doing an Ironman. Yeah. I do too.
I really want, it's between Lake Placid and Coeur d'Alene, but I'm leaning toward Coeur d'Alene.
Oh God. That makes me sick.
But a lot depends on how this injury goes, though. Too.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
yeah, I think I've decided this year, like, it's a new year and all that stuff, and I feel like we've talked about this on a few shows before, but I really just want to do the races. I don't want to stress myself out about racing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've done that before, not to the degree as a lot of people do, but I feel like I've been like, oh my gosh, I've got a race coming up, and I stress out about it. So I think this year I'm just going to play it cool, do fun races that I want to do, and, you know, stay healthy and stay in shape, and run on a schedule and a training schedule and all that stuff, and do a normal routine, but I don't want to stress out this year about anything.
Yeah.
I've made that decision because I had a crazy, crazy, crazy 2007. It was not a good year. So I've decided this year I'm going to be low key, low stress, and just do fun races and enjoy myself. And, you know, if a race comes up and I want to do it, I'll sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But also I feel super duper good now about biking, and I feel so much better about swimming.
Good.
It's crazy. I know. I've been in the pool a lot this year. So
really?
I feel like plus, I've got a really good friend who's a triathlete also, and he has agreed to, you know, we go to the gym 3 times a week anyway, but he's agreed to coach me
train
on swimming.
Train you or coach you, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I mean, he's like, I don't really know how to coach anybody on swimming, but I can watch you and tell you, you know,
give me tips,
you know,
and stuff.
Just tips and stuff. So he's not a coach, but he said he'll help me in the pool and stuff.
Cool.
So.
Hey, speaking of swimming, you know how since I've been, like, you know, stricken to swimming so much lately because of my damn knee. I guess what? I know how to do flip turns now. I'm, like, so proud of that.
Really?
Yeah. I can do
That's
flip
awesome.
Turns. And I've been improving my time, I think, pretty good. Like, it's actually, in a way, maybe that being injured and forced.
Improving your what?
My time. My speed.
Oh, your time. I don't know what you said.
Maybe being forced to swim is going to be beneficial for me, I'm thinking.
No kidding. You're not a bad swimmer. I told the story the other day at my first Olympic. How I was the last person out of the wave. I told that story the other day, and I was like, you guys, seriously, it was bad. Because they were asking me about triathlon.
Oh,
and
you
and
like
okay.
you like and, did backstroke and stuff, right?
Oh god, it was the worst. It was the worst. And I love how before that race you lied to me and said, "Okay, everybody, here's what happened." Karen and I decided to do a few open water swims before the Olympic, and I had never swam 1500 meters in my friggin' life. Well, Kara decides to lie to me and say that we went to Grapevine Lake or Lake Grapevine, whatever.
Yeah.
And she said we swim down and back, that's a mile. And I was like, okay, that's 1,600 meters. If
I thought it was
great.
Like 1,200 meters.
Okay, right.
Oh, close.
You decided to lie to me.
Did
so,
I?
Yes, you did.
I don't
because
even
you
remember
were freaking
that.
Out about the swim.
Yeah.
Okay, you lied. And race day,
sorry.
We're on the hill overlooking the lake in which we had to swim. And I was like, whoa, that's a long way. And then I heard the Olympic people had to do 2 laps.
Oh, yeah.
And then, okay, you didn't tell me until after the race, because after the race I was like, Kara, I don't care what you say, Grapevine is not 1,600 meters. It's not. You're like, oh, yeah, by the way, I knew that. I lied.
Oh.
You're like, it's all psychological anyway.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. I'm so
mean. I almost died. You were, but you're right. But now I know what 1,600 meters or 1,500 meters it is, and it's
That's hilarious. But, you know, I think at that race, people were saying that they put the buoys out the night before and they, like, floated out farther. I think that was actually farther than it was supposed to be.
I'm telling you right now, that was a long friggin' way. It was not cool.
Yeah.
And it's even worse being the last out of your heat. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
But I won't be anymore. I feel confident in that. That I do feel confident with.
Yeah. Man. Hey, on another note, did you hear about the movie Spirit of the Marathon?
Yes. Yes, I've been
waiting
for that for months.
I haven't seen it. Well, they already played it once, but they're doing an encore presentation on, like, February 13th or something, like, this week.
What channel?
You have to go to the theater. It's at select theaters.
Oh, well, it's not going to be in Arkansas.
No, it might be. Look it up on Fandango. Fandango or something. It might be.
Okay.
But anyway.
It's Spirit of Marathon, isn't it?
Spirit of the Marathon, yeah. It's really, really good. It follows, it's stories about people, like, there's a couple pros and then the rest are, like, amateurs and stuff that are, that are preparing for the Chicago Marathon.
Right, and they focus on four people, and one's a complete newbie and has never ran ever. One's, like, ran at one marathon, and I think they're covering two pros also to see the difference. That movie, that just gave me chills even thinking about it. I love shit like that.
It was really, I saw it at the first showing, and it was really, really, really good.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw it. It was, it was crazy because it was funny. Like, in the theater, I realized, well, a lot of people from my triathlon club went, so I knew them. But they're out of the theater, there were so many people I recognized, like, just from races and stuff. And I've only lived here just over a year, and it was just cool to see. And it was also funny to see how people reacted. Like, we all laughed at the same things, you know? Like, all knowing what it's like, you know?
Right.
It was cool.
Okay, here's something else. God, we're going off on Try 101 again, aren't we?
We always do.
Okay, have you seen Juno?
No, but I really want to. I've heard it's good.
Oh, my gosh. It is fantastic. And one part that I hysterically laughed at, and nobody else did,
what?
Was at one part of the movie, they're high school kids, and the boy in the story is a big-time runner.
Okay.
And it showed him getting ready for a run one morning, you know, just showed him getting dressed and all that stuff, you know, music's playing and all that stuff. He puts Body Glide on his thighs.
Oh, my God.
I started laughing so hard, and everyone's like, what are you laughing at? That's not funny. What is he doing? And I just thought
they probably didn't know what it was, yeah.
No, I know. Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was great. It made me laugh a lot. So, anyway, great, great movie, by the way. You need to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've heard lots of good things about that one. So I guess that's all we have for Try 101. Not that it wasn't long enough.
Exactly. All right. So, sweet. That's an excellent job, Karen. I hope to find out more about your knee. And just everybody, just keep in mind that if you do have an injury, take it seriously. Don't overdo your body. Just listen to it. And
sorry, I have to add something. At one of my Tri Club meetings, recently we had a chiropractor come. Oh, I forgot to even mention.
Oh.
Sorry, this is going to be another tangent. just giving you a warning. Because it was taking me so long to get into the orthopedist, I decided to try a chiropractor because a couple of my friends on my team recommended that I go. And I couldn't decide between the two. Like, they both had different chiropractors, so I went to the one, and he, like, hooked my knee up to these electrodes. It was kind of weird. But, and I've never been to a chiropractor before, so I was kind of weirded out. And I didn't really think he said he was more of a specialist in spines, which makes sense. But then afterward, I kind of wished I would have gone to the other one because I found out he does more with knees and stuff. But anyway, needless to say, I wasn't that impressed with chiropractic experience. Maybe if I had back issues. But anyway, so also about chiropractors is at one of my Tri Club meetings, a different chiropractor came, and he does, like, all sports injuries. So he was saying, I just thought this was a good tip. He said if you have an injury that persists longer than a week, you should go to the doctor. I think that's good, because I think that's something that people need to hear, because I know way too many athletes that try to run through stuff and train through stuff, and they are probably just making things worse. And, you know, like, I mean, I waited 2 weeks before I did anything, you know. Anyway, okay, because we think we're tough athletes and don't need to go to the doctor. That's finally the end, I think, of Try 101.
Okay, so it's in the news time, and Kara's got some super cool information for a .com that everyone should definitely check out. What is it?
Have you heard about athlinks.com? It's athlinks.com.
L-I-N-K-S.
Yeah, it's like, it tracks your race results. Like, you're probably in there. You search your name, and, like, all your race results come up. And it's kind of like a forum thing where, like, you can add friends, and you can add your rivals. Like, it'll tell you who's done at least three or more of the same races as you. And, like, so you can see, and then you can sort it by, like, age group and stuff, so you can see who in your age group is always racing the same races with you, and whether they're, you know, like, it's really, really cool. And, I mean, you can either just, like, look at your results, or you can actually, like, whatever, join and become a member so you can, like, use more of the features it has, but it's so awesome.
Okay, it is time for the Bon Voyage triptych. For everyone who doesn't know already, Kara and our traveling buddies, Deb and Mary, took a voyage down to Central America and loafed around and had a great time. So, based on that trip, Kara's got a major cool and terrible trip fit all in one bout. Okay, so give us a story, Kara. What happened?
So, this is back in November. I went to Belize, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. And which was fantastic, and we went scuba diving, and we also went surfing in Nicaragua, and it was really cool. And I actually was able to surf, which I was so proud, because that's the first time I've ever even tried. So that was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I don't know, I was stoked. And scuba diving, that was my first real like trip besides when I got certified, so that was really cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Where did you scuba dive? In Belize?
Belize and in Nicaragua, both. Okay, I went to Guatemala to Tikal, which is like an ancient city, like ruins in the jungle, so that was really cool. And anyway, the whole trip was cool, the scuba diving, the surfing, the seeing the historical stuff. And then our last night in Nicaragua, we had spent all of our time in Nicaragua on the beach town of San Juan del Sur, and it's on the Pacific coast. And then the last night, or the major airport, or like the only airport basically, is in Managua, which is the capital city. So we had to go back there because the way transportation is there, it's like not like 100% reliable. So we wanted to make sure we were there the night before, because we had to fly out early the next morning. So we were going to be in Managua is not known to be, like, the safest city. So we were not going to be in Managua that long. We got our hotel room. We were just going, and it was just the three of us girls. We got our hotel room. We're just walking about two blocks away to a place that was, like, recommended in our guidebooks to get something to eat. And on our way back, we got mugged, all three of us. There was three guys that came up behind us, and two of them had knives and one had a gun, and the guy that approached me had the gun. He didn't ever point it at me, but they were like these young, they were probably like in their teens or early 20s, like young guys, and they didn't say a word.
Wow.
They just like showed us their weapons, and like, you know, they ripped our purses off of us. Like, I had like a mark on my neck, like where because I had my purse like across me, you know.
Yeah.
They ripped it off of me and it broke the strap. My trip, basically, I mean, yeah, that it sucked ending the trip like that, even though, you know, because the whole trip was great until then. But my trip tip, which is just my trip to it is basically to make sure, well, a couple things. First of all, you should, well, luckily we had all left our passports in the hotel, so we didn't
Thank
get our
goodness.
Passports stolen, because that would have been a nightmare. Secondly,
oh my gosh.
Like idiots, well, except one of my friends, she had left some money and her cards in the hotel room, but me and the other girl, I think this is unlike me too. I would usually split things up so I wouldn't have everything in one place.
This is very unlike you, Karen.
Yeah.
I'm actually very surprised.
It's very unlike me because I'm always like overly cautious and like strategize everything. And I think it's because it was our last night. We had no trouble. You know, we kind of had our guard down and we were just running out real quick to get something to eat. And like I had the stuff in my purse because I had money stolen. I had credit card stolen. I had my phone stolen. The only reason I had my phone in there, because it wasn't like I was making calls, you know, was to use it as a calculator and to convert money. And then I also had my camera stolen. And I know. And so luckily, well, I mean, unluckily and luckily, whatever, I had two memory cards for my camera. So that's a tip in itself, is make sure you have multiple memory cards so if your camera does get stolen, that not all your pictures get stolen.
Or
and don't,
lost or hurt. Like,
yeah, or yeah, and don't store the memory cards in the same place, like in your camera case or whatever, you know? Like, store them somewhere different, which luckily... So I only lost, I had filled up my first memory card, like maybe a couple days before that. So I had all my pictures except for the last like couple days of the trip, thankfully. And then, and also the other girls, they didn't have their cameras with them. So they, I think the only reason I brought mine, I was going to leave it, but then they weren't bringing theirs. And I was like, oh, well, I'll bring it. We might want to take some last pictures, you know? Because
right,
it was
yeah.
our last night, you know? So, like, even thinking back, there's not a whole lot I wouldn't have had with me. I probably would have had less money with me and not had my cards with me. But I probably still would have brought my phone. I still would have brought my camera. But the whole trip tip is just make sure you put stuff in different places, you know? Like, don't have everything in one place.
Even on your person. Like,
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Even in, you know, carry some cash in your pockets and not so much in your purse.
Or, like, in your sock. Or yeah, exactly. Like, have... Well, I know when we were in Turkey, we even had, like, decoy wallets and stuff, you know? Like... or I did.
Yeah, we did. We were really super cautious in Turkey, yeah.
Yeah, and then... So,
yeah,
anyway,
we
the whole point is... Yeah... Like, and I know better than that, too. Like, I know better than to do all that, but I was just, like, too comfortable or something, you know? And that's another thing. Don't get too comfortable.
Right.
I mean, and I know it could have happened anywhere. I mean, it could have happened here in New Haven, you know, where I live. But you never know, so just be careful. And it kind of sucks now because I think I'm like, ultra like, I'm more paranoid about, like, I look at everyone like they're going to mug me. But...
Yeah.
Oh, like when I'm walking down the street.
So bad.
Yeah. And I also, well, but you know what? In a way, I'm kind of glad because maybe I was too comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, even in the U.S. or wherever you are, you need to be careful and need to think about what you carry with you. Because, like, I know women who have these purses that are filled with, like, their whole lives, you know? Like, And you really need, like, think about if that was stolen and how, what could be replaced and what can't, you know, like, think about that stuff.
Yeah, it's like putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
You don't want that basket to be taken.
I mean, even if you're just going to places you always go to, you know, like, just, you never know.
Yeah.
So, just only take what you really need with you and split things up.
Right.
And then my other tip is, thankfully, I had renter's insurance, and... I mean, I guess this covers with homeowner's insurance, too, but it covers your property anywhere. So I was able to file a claim, and thankfully, my deductible was only $100 because the reason I had got renter's insurance in the first place was in case one of my bikes ever got stolen, and I figured that I wanted the deductible as low as I could get it because it wouldn't be, like, worthwhile if I had, like, $1,000 deductible, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So... my tip is especially if you're renting, it's good. Like, I know with homeowners insurance, the deductibles just tend to be higher in general, so it might not be as feasible. But if you're renting, get renter's insurance, you know? Like, I think people don't think about it covering your property everywhere. They just think about, oh, if there's a fire, you know, or, like, you know, like, you don't...
And the great thing about renter's insurance is it's super cheap. I think mine's $4 a month or something. So crazy cheap.
It's cheap, and I think it's a little bit more to make your deductible lower, you know, but but it's worth it. Like, if I didn't have that, I would have, I mean, you know, it cost me a lot less than it would have, because it was surprising. I didn't even have a big purse, but the things, like, I have one of those little Canon Elf cameras that's so small, you know, like, everything fit into this little bag, and I couldn't believe how much my stuff added up to, you know? So, yeah, that's
And then
my...
plus, on top of all of that, you just have to get your credit cards canceled. I mean, just craziness.
I had to cancel my cell phone, and they charged onto my credit card. This is crazy. $2 $5 charges, like, one was like $5 even, and the other was like $5.30 something, right?
The guys use your credit card?
Yeah, whoever stole it. Yeah. They used it for online gambling.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and so, I mean, my credit card just totally cleared it off, and luckily it was only $10 total, you know, but still. But it's just craziness. So, anyway, the thing about it, too, is we came back on Thanksgiving Day, and that night, like, we had to go to the police station that night to file a report, because we knew if we claimed anything, we'd have to get a police report. And that was an experience in itself, because no one there spoke English at all. And so, and the three of us, like, out of the three of us, I speak the best Spanish, which is not that great. But luckily, we had, like, a phrase book, and we were able to communicate, like, well enough to get it figured out. But,
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, we weren't able to call to cancel stuff until the next morning until we got back to the States, some of the stuff, because they, at our hotel, like, we weren't going to go anywhere, you know, to do it. And at our hotel, the phone call to make international calls, they turned it off at 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we were, like, still at the police station when that happened, or, you know, during that time.
Wow.
So we had to wait, and we were freaking out, and... like I said, they made those two charges, but we were lucky it wasn't more. And I didn't have any charges on my cell phone or anything, so that was good. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. So then you lost all your contacts and all that stuff. Good grief. That's just a mess.
I know. It sucked. But
a big note to self and a trip tip would be to carry a miniature calculator with you instead of having to use your phone. That's
a good
idea.
And, like, thankfully, some things were good. Like, you remember when we went to Turkey, we made those, like, copies of, and our, like, lists of numbers to call in case our credit card got stolen and, you know, all that stuff. I had all that in my backpack.
Yeah.
So that came to use, like, big time, you know. That was really, really good. And then also another thing is like, I know a lot of people do not have anyone's phone number memorized, you know. They have, like,
I don't.
Like, have a list of, like, in case something like that would happen, have a list of people's phone numbers with you that you would want to call, you know?
On a piece of paper in your suitcase.
Yeah, like, in your suitcase or somewhere, like, on you that, it, you know, if your bag got stolen or, yeah, even, like, in your pocket, just keep it always in your pocket or something, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, okay,
that's
so that,
great, yeah.
That's my crazy story and trip tip for you.
Those are good Bon Voyage trip tips of the year right there. That's a good one.
And I have to say,
mud,
I have to say that even though that happened, I still can't wait to go on another trip. So I'm not, like, never going to leave the U.S. again or anything. So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right, good trip tip, Kara. I'm sorry you got mugged.
Okay, so I think we're going to wrap up. I know we haven't covered all of our usual segments this time, but we have to say one thing. The answer to the exercise your brain from the last show, you want to give them that, Elizabeth?
Yeah. The question was, what is the only English word, or what is the only word in the English language that changes due to capitalization of the first letter? So it changes the definition of the word. And the word is actually Polish. And capital P is Polish, and lowercase p is Polish.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Fun bit of information. And so, okay, so if we wrap it up here, I've got some things for nutrition for our next show, and then we've got some updates on Carrie's knee for next show also. We've got a lot to talk about still.
Yeah, and I still have lots of good stuff too, but we're going to save it for the next show because we have to wrap up here and get some other things done, but we just wanted to have, you know, something to give to you. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, okay, so, here is our pop-up song of the